Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells, afraid to let your emotions out? Like sharing your true feelings would shatter some invisible wall? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving into something super important, creating a safe space for emotional expression. We live in a world that often tells us to toughen up, to bury our emotions, and just get things done. But here's the thing. Suppressing your feelings doesn't make them disappear. It just pushes them down, sometimes leading to bigger explosions later on. Think of it like a pressure cooker. Keep adding pressure, eventually it's gonna blow. We need to find healthy ways to release that steam, and it starts with building a safe space where we can be truly vulnerable. Now, I'm not talking about turning your living room into a therapy session every night. This is about cultivating an environment both internally and externally where you feel comfortable expressing yourself authentically without fear of judgment or ridicule. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that safe space. 1. Start with yourself. You can't create a safe space for others if you don't feel safe within yourself. Practice self-compassion. Acknowledge your feelings, even the uncomfortable ones. Remember, feeling something doesn't mean you're weak, it means you're human. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you'd offer a close friend going through a tough time. 2. Active listening is key. When someone opens up to you, really listen. I mean truly hear them. Put away distractions, make eye contact, and focus on understanding their perspective. Don't interrupt, judge, or offer unsolicited advice unless they specifically ask for it. Just be present and let them know that you value what they have to say. 3. Non-judgmental communication. When expressing your own feelings, try to do so in a way that avoids blame or criticism. Use I statements instead of you statements. For example, instead of saying you always make me feel, try saying I feel when. This helps keep the conversation focused on your experience and avoids putting the other person on the defensive. 4. Boundaries are your friends. It's okay to set boundaries around what you're comfortable sharing and discussing. Remember, you have the right to protect your emotional well-being. Let people know your limits respectfully and don't feel pressured to share more than you're ready to. 5. Find your tribe. Surround yourself with people who create a safe space for emotional expression. Look for friends, family members, or support groups where you can be your authentic self without fear of judgment. Remember, we all need people in our lives who will listen with an open heart and offer genuine support. You know that feeling when you finally let out a sigh of relief after holding in your emotions for too long? That's the power of creating a safe space. Think about a time when someone truly listened to you without judgment or interruption. How did it make you feel? Empowered? Relieved? Maybe even understood? Now think about those times when you felt like you couldn't express your feelings freely. Did it cause tension or resentment? Probably. That's the power of emotional expression. It can either build bridges or create walls. We all need a safe space to be our true selves, to process our emotions, and to connect with others on a deeper level. Remember, vulnerability is not weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to open up and share your authentic self with the world. By creating safe spaces for emotional expression, we can build stronger relationships, foster empathy, and create a more compassionate world. So, let's make it a priority to cultivate these spaces in our lives both internally and externally. Let's be there for each other, listen with open hearts, and remember that vulnerability is not a weakness, but a strength. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing this message. Leave a review and let me know what resonated with you. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. I love hearing your thoughts. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep those emotions flowing in healthy ways.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.